Let's drill down on one fact that we have learned about the people who attacked Paris on Friday. Sources tell NPR's Dina Temple-Raston that one of the men was identified as a Syrian, identified by a passport along with a fingerprint. The man had been identified at one point in his journey to France as a migrant. And that is sure to intensify the discussion about accepting Syrian refugees in Western countries, including refugees to the United States. President Obama has addressed that in a news conference earlier today. Let's give a listen to some of what the president said referring to refugees.
And that's why even as we accept more refugees, including Syrians, we do so only after subjecting them to rigorous screening and security checks. We also have to remember that many of these refugees are the victims of terrorism themselves. That's what they're fleeing. Slamming the door in their faces would be a betrayal of our values.
That's how President Obama put it at a summit earlier today in Turkey just a short time ago. Our White House correspondent Scott Horsley is still with us. And Scott, is that a unanimous opinion in the United States?
No, we've already been hearing from some Republican governors around the country raising concerns about Syrian refugees who might be located in their states. And you heard the president himself saying we would only do so after rigorous screening. There have been questions raised about whether there is the resources, the manpower in this country to do the kind of screening the president's talking about. Even before the Paris attacks, the refugee crisis was on the agenda for the G20. It was the subject of a working meeting that President Obama and his fellow G20 leaders had last night in Turkey. And you heard the president also say today that Turkey, Jordan, and Lebanon can't do this alone. For all the attention on Syrian refugees who've shown up in Europe, we have to remember that Turkey, Jordan, and Lebanon have borne the lion's share of that flow out of Syria. And the president says so far there's been less than half the support delivered to those countries that other countries around the world have promised.
And of course, if the president is going to keep that refugee flow open, or it's been very limited to the United States, expanded ever so slightly, he will be doing that in the context of a presidential campaign in which his side has a definite interest.
Yes, and you heard him say that to slam the door would be a betrayal of our values. Of course, there's the value of hospitality and also the value of security, and we're going to see those dueling values in that campaign.
Okay, Scott, thanks very much. That's our White House correspondent, Scott Horsley, speaking after President Obama began a news conference earlier today in Turkey. And we now go to Paris, where the president of France, François Hollande, spoke today. And we're going to listen to a little bit of that and then talk about that with NPR's Eleanor Beardsley. First, let's listen to François Hollande.
La France est en guerre.
France is at war.
Les actes commis vendredi
the
soir
acts
à Paris
committed on Friday
France,
evening in Paris near the Stade de France were acts of war. At least 129 people were killed and many people were injured. It represents an attack, an aggression against our country, against its values, against its youth, and against its way of life.
That's French President François Hollande. NPR's Eleanor Beardsley was listening in. And Eleanor, I want to ask this first. He said France is at war. Of course, France was at war with the Islamic State even before this attack on Friday. What has changed now from the French perspective?
What has changed now is the war has really been brought to France. And, you know, people were slain in the street. Hollande asked for an extension of the state of emergency from 12 days to 3 months. And, Steve, that gives the state extraordinary powers. Like this morning, overnight, they went into neighborhoods all across France that really had nothing to do or weren't suspected to be connected to the terrorist attacks. And they made arrests and they did searches and they did whatever they want. They were able to because of the state of emergency. So they want to extend that. He said there'll be 5,000 new police. He said the climate conference would not only be held, but it would be an extraordinary moment of strength and solidarity to show the world. So there were, you know, real things that he asked for. But his main thing that he said was, we will not change our way of living and our values. We will not do it. We will step up the fight, but we will not change the way we are living.
François Hollande making those remarks, which we heard courtesy of France 24 TV. Now, you talk about the way of living. What has this day been like, Eleanor Beardsley, this first Monday since the attacks?
Well, starting this morning, parents had to take their kids to school, and many parents had to take their kids past bars, cafes, and concert halls that were shattered, and there was huge mountains of flowers. And so there's been a lot of talk about how do you talk to your children about this. People are jittery, but they say we have to come out, we have to go on. I tell you though, I was walking down the Boulevard Saint-Germain, which is a bustling, busy street, and it felt eerily empty. People are going out, they say we must go on, but people also are staying inside because they know that there's still a terrorist or more on the loose. The Prime Minister this morning said, you can expect more attacks, be prepared for them. I was in front of a university campus, a couple buildings, they were evacuated today because there was a suspect package. So I spoke with some of the students out front, and you know, one young woman, she said, I think people are freaking out. And I said, but do you understand why? She said, yeah, I do. So.
Well, I'm reminded, Eleanor Beardsley, the Charlie Hebdo shootings earlier this year, which you so memorably covered, there was the attack on the newspaper, then a couple of days passed, and then there was an attack on a kosher supermarket. So it's not without reason that people might fear a follow-up attack.
Absolutely. And you know what, Steve, this is, both attacks were bad, but this is first tenfold or so many more people dead. Those people in Charlie Hebdo and the kosher supermarket were targeted. People who maybe weren't in a Jewish establishment or who weren't drawing caricatures of the Prophet Muhammad, they felt concerned, but they didn't fear for their lives. Today, it could be anywhere, and I think there's a fear of crowds. You saw huge crowds coming out after those attacks in January. I don't think today people would do that. A crowd of 200,000 would probably not amass. I was in a crowd last night, and it broke up. People started running in a panic when they heard noise, and there was more fear of being trampled than anything else.
In just 30 seconds or so, Eleanor Beardsley, do people that you've spoken with feel supported by the United States and the rest of the world?
Yeah, they do. And they really feel the outpouring of grief when the Empire State Building went dark. That means something to people here. When they see the world standing with them, that really does mean something. And it does help people. And a lot of people have said to me, you know, now we know what the U.S., you know, we really feel what the U.S. went through after 9/11. So that the world's support really does matter here on the ground in Paris.
Eleanor, thanks very much, as always.